It's 7:15.
Trading. Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Sorry for the technical difficulties here today. Not on my end. I'm not blaming anybody, but we're coming into you a little bit late. For those of you who are still with us, we're in Florida, Venice, Florida. What a time to be alive. If I seem like I'm tired, I'm a little bit tired, but not really. I feel a lot better. I'm getting victory over my cold. Thanks a lot of advice and everything that many of you out there gave. And I got a couple guests I want to get up here real quick. We're going to try to speed through this thing as quickly as we can. Folks, we live in unbelievable times. And no, I'm not going to come in here today. I'm not going to come in here and talk about Israel and talk about Russia and talk about China and talk, because you know what, really? We don't really know what's going on. We can say we do. We can open up the Bible and say, here's the bear from the north, and here's the bear from the east, and here's the teddy bear from the south. And we can do all that stuff if we want to. We just got to know this. We're in the midst of something pretty crazy going on. And not only is it a cultural revolution, it's a spiritual revolution. And you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal and mighty through God, pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high and lofty thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what this whole thing's about. What the whole thing's about. By the way, Ohio Brett's here. I'll get him in here in a second. It was a powerful weekend for me, because I'm just trying to figure this whole thing out. What's really going on? Israel, China, Los Angeles. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And part of the problem is none of us really have it figured out, although we think we do. We have experts that we trust, but yet we don't trust. Trust but verify, Ronald Reagan told us. There's just a lot of crazy, crazy things going on. So rather than us trying to solve all those here this morning, I know a lot of you, right now, don't you? I'm probably not going to go there today. There's absolute proof the 2020 election was stolen. Did you see that? Have you seen that, Glenn? Yeah. It's not even open for question anymore. It was stolen. And who was it stolen by? Who was behind it? The Chinese, of all people, right?
The American.
Oh, my goodness.
Our whole government was behind it.
So we're in Venice, Florida, after this Stay Awake America tour last night. And I tip our cap to Amy Young, who really tried to pull that monstrous thing off. Did a great job with it, and it's all good. But I don't want to burden you guys with that. I want to go two places today, and they'll be good. And we want your feedback. We want to hear from you. And look, for the first time in my life, all weekend I wasn't on the computer. I mean, that like never happens, right? I'm consuming information all the time. So some of the things going on in the world, if you want to bring those up, I don't even know what you're talking about, probably. But we were down there for this event, Stay Awake America Tour, and it was really, really good. Judy Mikovits was unbelievable. Terry Sherry Timpany was unbelievable. Patrick Byrne was unbelievable. I'm going to forget everybody. I'm going to forget some folks over there. But a lot of people who spoke in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, someone a little bit longer. It's just information overload, really. It really is information overload. And I like it because I get to meet new people and rub shoulders with them. But like Brett says, a lot of people are just jock sniffers, meaning they just want to be around famous people. And General Flynn was here. Yes, he was actually here. If you go to my Facebook page, Spencer, maybe you can find a picture of my wife. She was hitting on General Flynn, I think, and got a picture of, you don't have to go there, Spencer, if it's going to complicate things. But these people are available, and, you think you go talk to General Flynn, he knows the president, you feel important, right? And a lot of people sort of like to do that. Just scroll down and see if you don't see me there. That's my grandkids a few years ago. And there's me. There we go. Keep going. Next one. Next one. Next one. There. Look at that. There's Michelle and General Flynn. So people like coming to these events because you get to rub shoulders with these people, right? Don't tell everybody, oh, yeah, I know General Flynn. And oh, yeah, Patrick Byrne, I was talking. Well, how about this? You know, I was talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And people like to do that if it gets in a sense of authority, right? But it was really, really good. And I like more than anything the people that you meet, the like-minded people that you come across, and networking. And so that's what we're about down here. Michelle and I are flying out later on this afternoon. And I want to come from a couple different perspectives here, rather than, again, trying to analyze what's going on in the world. I want to, Glenn Baker is going to come up. You don't want to miss Glenn Baker here in about, going to be with us about 15 minutes. I mean, I don't know how you describe Glenn. Rock star, country music star, preacher, you name it. Arrested, thrown in jail. just like anybody doing anything good, right?
Wrestler from Oklahoma.
Whatever, no new normal. But before I do that, you guys all know Brett, and I hear a lot from a lot of people. Hey, what's Brett doing? Where's Brett? So Brett.
Why don't we let Brett explain it?
Why don't we let Brett explain it? So I'm going to shut up a minute and try to move this over a little bit closer.
Are we in, Spencer?
There you are.
No, let's go. Both of us here.
Are we both in, Spence? Okay.
We're good to go. Well, hey, friends, it's great to be back in the huddle. And thank you, all of you who traveled in from a far, far distance to support Michelle and Coach at the annual huddle. It was the first one that I missed in over 4 years. But friends, many of you know because you've supported me, and I'm in full-time sports ministry. Blessed to go out there. I'm forever on Coach Dave's coaching tree because, yes, I have that sports background, having played college football for Nick Saban. But friends, something as foolish as football just gets us relational. Because this little G God of football, trust me, all those Ohio State Buckeye fans, they know all the songs. Even those Syracuse fans and Florida fans and that cheating team out of Ann Arbor, they know those songs, that little G God. But how much do they truly know that Bible? Because, friends, I have a eternity mindset, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. And that's why I get a little excited to be on Coach Dave's coaching tree. Get into the Bible, watch CoachDaveLive.com, and let me connect you to help. Because, yes, I've been blessed to go to all 50 states in 2022, all 50 states in 2023. I didn't get it done in 2024 because I got that call from the owner of the Hula Bowl College Football All-Star Game. And many of you honored me by coming to the Hula Bowl last year, January 10th, save the date, near Orlando, a little closer to Daytona. We'll do it again, Coach. We may have Coach call some of the plays this year.
Yeah.
We got some big, big announcements coming up. But, friends, it's very simple. Brett Bull from Dublin, Ohio. I'm fully aware that you can't pick your nickname, but you can choose to leave a legacy. Because when you're younger, you get picked on. Maybe you don't get those nice nicknames. But Coach Brett, Ohio Brett, Aloha Brett, you can't pick your nickname, but you can choose to leave a legacy. So my legacy is going to be encouraging you to get in the Bible. Why? Because that's where the Word is alive. In the beginning was the Word, Coach, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So why do I get excited to get people into the Bible? Because I don't want you to go to hell. That's why. So, but you got to read about it on your own. So if you're struggling with someone who's same-sex attracted, don't judge them. Encourage them to get into the Bible. Because many of us believe what that Word says. We dig in every single day. We're actually obedient to that call. It doesn't happen overnight. But when you have that call in your life to be obedient, and you're told to go to Nineveh, and you go the other way, trust me, it'll smell a little fishy. But in my short time right here, I want to encourage everybody in the huddle right there. You consistently plug into Coach Dave. Thank you for doing that. I'm aggressively on the road. I happen to be in position because many of you know, because you sponsor me at $10, $20, $50, $100 or more, so I can get gas and I can go and stay on full-time mission for Team Jesus Christ. So I was in position to bless to pick up that beautiful Michelle and Coach Dave. And you're going to hear Glenn Baker here in a few minutes. But friends, keep sharing Coach Dave with everybody. This huddle, I am so impressed. I'm just one of the guys and girls on CoachDaveLive.com that are doing things. But he passes out that card, and so many of you are also doing things. That Randy and Craig and David Arthur and JR, we know who you are. I know who you are because you're an encouragement to me. you know that I can be a small encouragement to you because we don't stay in the huddle. We're actually running plays all across America, everywhere under the firmament. And coach, you're such an encouragement to me. And friends, I just wanted to just hop on here today because I actually want to get out of the way and get Glenn Baker in here. But coach, do you have any questions for me? Because I'm proud to be on his, a strong safety. I love blitzing, so coach will call blitzes for me, and I love the blitz all across America for Team Jesus Christ. Coach, do you have any questions for me?
Explain to everybody real quick, bro. Not everybody knows what the hula bowl is and all that stuff, but that was a divine appointment for you as a job.
Yes.
So explain, they say, where's Brett? Where's Brett?
Well, the hula bowl is a college football all-star game. It's not Toledo playing Wyoming in the Potato Bowl. It's not Ohio State pounding Tennessee in the first game of the 12-team playoff. It is a college football all-star game. Next year will be the 80th year. It used to be played in Hawaii. Now it got moved because that stadium got shut down to Orlando. So next year we're working on a great deal, a little closer to Daytona. 120 players last year from all different colleges, 400-plus NFL scouts. Deion Sanders and Doug Flutie went into the Hula Bowl Hall of Fame. But I'm so thankful because our owner, Nick Logan, his first pillar were equally yoked. It's faith. He has scripture on the back of the jerseys. He shares the gospel with every single player and all these scouts and all the just hoopla that is college football.
What's your title?
And the All-Star game. I'm blessed to be a commission-only consultant, but it's actually priceless. So I get a chance to work with corporate sponsorships and build out the Hula Bowl Foundation, that first pillar of faith, faith, family, finance, fitness, and football. Can you believe that I get an opportunity to build out the faith-based initiatives in all 50 states? Because the aloha spirit breathes in all 50 states. And coach, what's that aloha spirit? It's the frequency of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Heavenly Father, I say thank you for these assignments. I love all of you in the huddle. Thanks for praying over me. Thanks for your gifts. And thanks for supporting our head coach, Coach Dave.
Amen. All right, man. Hey, that dude, he can sell water to a guy drowning, can he? Good job, Brett. Appreciate it, man. Let me see. I'm on my computer here. Let's see. Anybody got their hands up? Anybody trying to bust to say anything? Oh, okay. There I found it. There I found it. So we had some technical difficulties this morning. Cool. Moderator. Go ahead, moderator, and then Dave Arthur real
quick.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to ask Brett if he could post how do we be able to sponsor him or whatever. How do we link for
you, Brett?
So we can help him?
He's walking back over here.
Yep. Hey, I love that guy because if anybody messes with his mailbox if he calls the play, I'm going to back your play. I'm going to back your play there, stud in Texas. But I'll tell you what you should do right now. Get into your Bible and go to CoachDaveLive.com. Send him $10, $20, $100. He actually supports all of us. This man is so humble. He has so many strong safeties, tight ends, quarterbacks all across America that Coach Dave is funding. He is very humble. He doesn't brag about it. He is such a cheerful giver. So get into your Bibles, first of all. A lot of us complain that the Bible's not in the schools. Is the Bible in your heart? Are you touching the Bible every day?
Okay, quit, bro. They want to have a support.
Hey, support CoachDaveLive.com. That's what you do. Love you, Chad.
Thanks, Chad. I got to turn that switch off. Somebody else had their hand up and it's gone. Anybody?
It's me, Coach. It's David.
Go ahead, David.
Hey, so a couple things. One, when I was driving through Tennessee, I had my cross hat on and I was able to meet an older couple that each had their own cross hats and we got to talk about you. We got to talk about you and how you have encouraged their walk and encouraged them to get away from the churchianity. But I also want to say just keep me in your prayers. North Carolina has been a huge blessing as far as giving testimony and being able to speak. And this morning I'm going out to a local park here and I'm going to walk around. They have a praise and worship team that's going to be under a gazebo playing. And I'm going to walk around the entire park and on the bike trail and just talk to people, hand out some books and see where that goes. But just pray that God will, appoint those divine interventions.
Amen.
Across those paths. And thank
Amen.
You.
All right, David. Bless you, man. Mark Trump, quickly, then I'm going to bring Glenn in. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I was going to ask David if he could share some video in front of the streets. Judy and I got to go with him and stay down there with him in Asheville. I'm kind of wondering where he's at. And maybe he could share some videos when he comes back or has a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I did post at 8 a.m. on my YouTube and Facebook. There will be a stream of yesterday. But I am in the Asheville area. I'm about 30 minutes from Asheville, Mark. And you know how dark that was when we all were down there. And so we're going to be near there today. And then tomorrow I will be in Asheville speaking at a large men's ministry called the Man Cave. And I think we're going to take the afternoon before that and go out into the streets of Asheville. And I'm just going to hand out whatever books I have left just because I feel led to.
Amen.
Amen.
Hands up. Thanks, brother. Hand up, coach. Hand up because of mine. Ahead, it's honey. Not working. Yeah, I just want to say I am thankful for you because you've gotten me and many of us out of our shell. Amen. And been able to get out there and do a thing. And hey, Brett, God has a plan for you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know,
one thing I was able to do, Jeff Klein had some of those new business cards made up last night. And I didn't get much. I only had 10 minutes to speak or whatever. And I made sure everybody in there got one of those business cards because look, folks, this is more than a show, whatever it is. And if I had time to get everybody in there, explain everything everybody's doing, people would be blown away. And I want you to know this. This ain't happening everywhere, folks. This just ain't happening everywhere. And so I salute all of you, and I'm trying to do the best I can to try to promote you whenever you have an opportunity. In fact, I was Craig's out there. I ran into two ladies yesterday here who are heartsick over child trafficking. And I just started up a conversation with them. I said, have you ever heard of Saving God's Children? No. I give them a card, connect them with Craig. I just want you to know that's kind of stuff we're doing. And if we're going to sit around and we're going to wait for somebody else to get it done, it ain't going to get done. Just ain't going to get done. Hey, Spencer, if you could, as Johnny's coming here, get up the video, finish this fight. That's what we want, Glenn. Finish this. Get that queued up for us, sir. Come on in, Johnny. Come on.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Just want to, Scott Shara coming in tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, Scott Shara being here tomorrow to explain the ripoff that he got. Somebody threw a red flag on that, the decision that he got. But yes, he will be in here live tomorrow. Thanks, Johnny, for that reminder. I was going to have him today. Good thing I didn't. Glad we didn't. Cool. Okay, so let me switch gears for you because we don't get a chance to do this every most of you probably never heard of Glenn Baker. Probably never have. It's okay. Glenn Baker, without going through his whole resume, is a he's been a country music singer. He's been a Christian music singer, yada, yada, yada. Long testimony, long story. But here's his latest release, Finish This Fight, Diary of a Pissed Off American Soldier. So we're going to let this play, and then I'm going to let Glenn talk about this great initiative. Hey, don't go away. Don't go away. Don't say, what's he talking about? No, don't go away, because Glenn's got a great initiative he's launching here. So go ahead, finish this fight.
It says, I woke up this morning and looked out the door to a country I don't recognize. They put masks on our face to hide our pain, and there's no fire in most people's eyes. And it's still true today. It's still true today that they've tried to destroy the American spirit. And in some instances, they've done a dadgum good job. But in other instances, they have lit an inferno in some people. And we right now are gathering some of those people that are on freaking fire to save this country.
Glenn Baker, finish this fight. Glenn, the heck you all about, man? Come on in here.
Good morning, Coach.
Tom, start talking, dude.
Start talking. My name is Glenn Baker. I'm a combat veteran, country music singer, love Jesus, love my country, hate what's going on, and doing my part to try to fix this thing and bring some people together.
Glenn, take a few minutes. You have an unbelievable story. You're an unbelievable story, too. How about you ended up in jail? Go run us through that real quickly so they know that you got some battle scars.
Let me give you the micro version. In 2017, I got a knock on my door. And when I opened the door, there was 10 cops and a SWAT team. Kind of tickled me. I said, what can I do for you boys? They said, well, we had a domestic disturbance call from this address. And I laughed that I live alone. I don't know how that's possible unless I was taking a nap and fighting with myself. And they really didn't like that answer a whole lot. Asked for ID, and I gave him my ID. And at that point, he looked at it and said, you know, this happens all the time. If you just step outside here, got a few questions for you, and you can be about your day. Y'all don't ever step outside. Because the moment I took a step out, I'm against the wall in handcuffs. I was taken to Fort Lauderdale, Broward County Jail, under a out-of-state warrant. And they couldn't even tell me why I'd been arrested, what the warrant was for, what it meant, nothing. For 23 days, wouldn't give me an attorney. Wouldn't let me access a cell phone to even call anybody, get any numbers to call anybody. Y'all realize that these smartphones really are designed to make us stupid, right? So I didn't have any numbers memorized. The only number I had memorized was my mom and dad's, and I had just had to put them in assisted living about 5 months before that. So they wasn't going to answer the phone. 23 days in Broward County Jail, I was extradited to North Carolina, where I found that a former business partner that I had sold a company back to 3 years prior to that, a retired pastor, 50 years in the pulpit, 25 years on TV, had embezzled from one of the clients that I'd given him when I left the company. 7 months after I left, told him it was me. I spent 51 more days in that jail cell. By the time I got home, I really didn't get home. I'd lost my home. Car had been repoed. 80% of my life insurance agency was taken because of a financial accusation. And the night after I got home, an infection that I'd caught in that jail 9 days prior to that, that they wouldn't treat me for, went into my right eye and destroyed my cornea. That's why one of the reasons I wear glasses. The other is because it increases my good lookingness by 50% when I put them on. Blinded me in one eye, in my right eye. Ended up having to have a cornea transplant the next year. Spent about a year not caring whether I lived or died. Wasn't suicidal. I was just beaten up. And God gave me that year. He kept my head above water. Didn't go homeless. Pretty close. Didn't get homeless. Kept me with enough business to pay my bills and keep doing what I do. Give me about a year to settle back in. Jesus loves you. God loves you. He cares about all the little things. But he also has a much bigger picture. Yeah. And a year later, a buddy of mine from Oklahoma was in town, called me up, wanted to take me to dinner. We ended up on the beach eating some dinner at a place that had a live band playing. Now, I had sung Southern Gospel from 92 to 03. Hadn't sang in 17 years at that point. But that night it was 80s night, and we were singing out in the audience. And a little old girl that was a lead singer, that band came over, handed me her microphone. And God used a microphone, a Kiss song, Rock and Roll All Night, and in a restaurant bar, and said, I'm bringing you back to music. And my life changed. When that microphone touched my hand, God put a fire back into my spirit and called me to sing. And this time it's country music. And I get a chance now to go all over the country and sing. And it's not necessarily Jesus music, but everything I do is aligned with God, and we talk about him everywhere we go.
Country Western is Jesus, isn't it?
Well, it kind of was years ago, anyway. It's maybe got off the path like everything else has.
Getting away from us a little bit here. We'll try to give it up on the Glenn songs here and play. But Glenn, that's really not your really big initiative that we have going on right now. I want you to talk a little bit about what that is.
Well, I did a show with General Flynn about 2.5-3 years ago. I don't remember exactly. And I was singing at a fundraiser for an organization that was putting an exoskeleton on a paralyzed veteran.
An exoskeleton, folks. That's a skeleton, a wrapping that you put on you that helps you be able to stand up and walk.
Yeah.
Paralyzed veterans type
thing. To really kind of get an idea of what it is, it's a robot that you wear.
Yeah.
So I saw a Marine that was there that day, 7 years paralyzed, able to stand up and walk around the room with the help of canes to keep balance, you know. And he was saying, man, I get a chance to someday walk my daughter down the aisle again. I can wow. reach the top shelf for my wife, feel like a man. And I'm in the corner crying like a baby. I was in Desert Storm. It could have been me. It could have been any of my buddies. It wasn't. I came back with all my legs, even though it's only 5'4" worth of legs. I got them off.
I got them too. Somewhere.
Yeah. God just put in me, I got to do something. What can I do? What can I do? And one thing I knew I could do is I could write a song. Is God asking you what can you, are you asking God what can you do? That's a good question. Are you asking God what you can do? I thought I was just going to write a song. Wrote a song, went to the studio. It took a year and a half to get that song correct. There's a lot of emotion in this song. Mm-hmm. And to get the music behind, it's more than just getting up and singing. There's emotion and music and science behind this thing.
Let's get that queued up, Spencer, if we can. Get up that song queued up. What's the name of the song?
Finish Glenn? This Fight.
Finish This Fight.
Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel, Glenn Baker Band. But so I wrote the song, and by the time last year I got to got to Georgia to film the music video, I find out that this organization's not helping veterans anymore. And I'm like, what in the world now? What the crap am I going to do? And God just leaned in and whispered and said, son, you're going to do this. You're going to film this movie. You're going to start a foundation, and you're going to take care of my boys. And so here we are a year later. Took 90 days. We had an hour and 53 minute docudrama filmed. And now, guys, a week from today, is today Monday?
It is.
Today's Monday. Okay. A week from today, I am scheduled to grab up a young man named Joshua Holm and his wife, a 41-year-old Iraqi combat veteran who's paralyzed from the chest down. We're going to New York City. And on Tuesday, he's taking his first step.
Wow, you're going to put him on that in that suit, and he's going to walk.
Yeah, and this is a new technology that's just coming in from France that's 10 years ahead of anything that's in the U.S., and we just so happened to interlock with about 3 weeks ago, and it's happened in 3 weeks.
Mm.
But it's taken me 3 years. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's happened in 3 weeks, but it's taken me 3 years. So we're going to go get this young man up on his feet. And I'm excited to watch that. I think I'm going to be a mess.
So how does this thing work, Glenn?
Well, this is an AI-driven self-balancing, which is different than the technology in the U.S. He's going to be able to walk and have his hands free.
Wow.
So this thing just walks for him. And here's what's good about that. When you're paralyzed, one of the problems is not just not being able to walk. You get bed sores. You get friction source, your muscles atrophy, you just start withering away. But this skeleton, exoskeleton, does all the movement that he would normally do while he's walking. So not only is he walking, he's getting physical therapy at the same time. Mm. And his joints are going to stay limber, his muscles are going to stay blood flow, you know, it's going to help longevity. You know, most people that are paralyzed die much younger than somebody that's not, because their bodies just wither away. So this can increase his lifespan. Now, this guy is a warrior. From his wheelchair, he is building a retreat in Mineral Wells, Texas, for other veterans. Building it from a wheelchair. So we're going to get a chance to put him on his feet.
And so your goal is to get a lot of these, I call them suits, onto these guys so they can get around.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, when God gives you a vision, don't be afraid. Because if you look at it with your eyes, you're going to blow up and say, how in the crap am I going to do that? 100 exoskeletons in the next 18 months is the goal that I have. That number is about $15 million.
Wow, ain't nothing.
I don't have it in my pocket right now, but God does.
That's right. Oh, it's out there. They're printing it right now. I don't know if you know that, right? They're printing.
Oh yeah,
they're printing it every day. So folks, what a vision that Glenn has picked this thing up, and he's going to put these paralyzed veterans. Wow. Going to give them their life back in a sense, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, God is. And then here's the great news. These guys have a warrior spirit. Now, they may be in a wheelchair, but they have a warrior spirit. And some of them still in the wheelchair are fighting the battle. But how much more? Just think about this. What happened, Coach, if you woke up tomorrow and you can't get up out of bed?
Oh, man.
That's a tough road right there. I don't care who you are and how strong you are. That's a tough road. And then all of a sudden, you have an opportunity to walk again. Good Lord Almighty, that's going to increase your the testosterone just starts pumping at that point.
So listen, Mark Trump, I saw you kind of a commentary. What's your take on it? Mark's a real one of these technical gurus. What's your take on that?
Slippery slope, Coach. Nuclear bombs, nuclear medicine. It's all in the morality and heart of the person, right?
Yeah.
So as we have gain of function, Coach, just like times before Noah, we need to make sure that society's kept in check. Because imagine a fleet full of soldiers with these bionic bodies, Coach.
Yeah.
So slippery slopes is what I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay.
You're not completely wrong, not completely right. Let me just tell you why. One of the reasons in the U.S. that we don't have this type of technology here yet is because they haven't been focusing on the veterans. They've been focusing on super soldier technology on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
This company that's coming in right now was formed by two brothers, one in a wheelchair and one whose son is in a wheelchair. There's a little bit different motive there and a motivation. Anything that's on this earth can be bastardized and used for the evil.
Amen. Amen.
But it can also be used for good.
Well, God meant for what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good, right?
Exactly.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, let's play a little video here. No new normal for those of you. This is, guys, a real recording star here. Go ahead and play that real quickly. That's Vince. Then we'll open it up.
Jobs.
But certainly the new normal will be different than the old normal.
But what we do know is this is massively going to change the way that we live our lives.
And the challenge that no matter what the new normal looks like.
But is it also fated to be your future?
This morning, looked out the door to a country I don't recognize. They put masks on our face to hide our pain, and there's no fire in most people's eyes. We can't go to church to worship God, but we can loot and riot and steal. There's those at the top that are twisting their knobs, and man, it's making me pretty ill. I saw on the TV a group of kids stomping on Old Glory out in the street. They lit her on fire, and it made me pretty mad to see her lying in filth under their feet. Then I paused to remember they may not know any better than to do whatever they see. Cause they don't know anyone who was raised in a way as someone such as me. No new normal, we gotta take our country back. You can take it or leave it, but it's a matter of fact. There's those on the left and some on the right trying to pull off puppet strings. If they don't stop, it's gonna be a fight, and that's all right with me. There's a war going on that we cannot see, and it's happening all around us. Paying people to fight and riot and burn and bringing them in on a big bus. They're destroying our business, threatening our lives, trying to take our liberty. Then the talking heads look us right in the eye and say, that's just the way it's gotta be. No new normal, we gotta take our country back. You can take it or leave it, son, but it's a matter of those on the left and some on the right trying to pull off puppet strings. If they don't stop, it's gonna be a fight, and that's all right with me. That's all right with me. We were founded on a free land. By God, we have what we have, but the milk and honey is for those willing to fight. For liberty and justice, and all our wives and our kids. But God will fight like they did in 1776. Don't wanna put me on your list.
So maybe you can stick it up in the chat for us. Oh, Brett already did it. And again, Glenn,
yeah,
your website, finishthisfight.us.
That's for the movie, finishthisfight.us. Y'all, it's available now. It's on my own platform. Didn't want to put it on YouTube or Vimeo because they were going to take it down. Obviously, it's
right,
a little bit too strong.
Yeah.
Got people involved with it, like Colonel Alan West, a great patriot man. I got him involved with the movie. He's there. Chad Prather, Colonel Ivan Raiklin, Craig the Sawman Sawyer. Y'all don't know who he is.
Yes,
get to know him. Former SEAL Team 6. I don't know if you're ever former SEAL Team because he's still out doing missions right now, kicking doors down and pulling pedophiles out by their collar. Nate Kane, FBI whistleblower, walked out of the FBI with 458 pages of evidence against Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Y'all had tried to kill him 3 times.
Mm.
They poisoned him twice, and he's still fighting this battle. So we're fighting this battle. Finishthisfight.us, 50% of the profit, anything that I make in my career, goes towards these veterans. And we're going to put some exoskeletons on some of these boys and get them back on their feet.
Let's open it up. Somebody's going to come in here and comment. See, folks, look, there's a lot of lies, deception, and fear, right? We cannot let that control our lives. And if you turn on the TV, which we have one, I don't know the last time I watched it, it's all fear porn. Everything is fear porn. The news is fear porn, yada, yada, yada. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And could it be that we've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm most proud about. I was thinking about Craig. I don't know, Craig Mickle, if I connected you with those two girls. It was just unbelievable, Craig. And there are people out there, friends, listen to me. There are people out there waiting on you to stand up and speak up. Because a lot of people, I was watching the event. I mean, when we went to the event this weekend, people are looking for some place to plug in, for something to do. They know something's wrong. And that's why Brett calls those guys jock sniffers, because they just want to go around to get the smoke of the battle. They want to hear from General Flynn. They want to rub shoulders with something. They want that. They want to plug in, and they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Joe Allen, come on in, Joe.
Sound like Toby Keith, brother. Fight on.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a good stuff. Good stuff. That it, Joe? All right. Cool. Anybody, come on in.
Don't bite hard.
Just keep talking, man. They'll pop.
Can I pipe up?
Go ahead, Mary Beth.
Hey, I'm looking at buying Cloverland Cinemas. It's in Ironwood. It hasn't been open since 2020. And I'm looking at finding benefactors like Mel Gibson and, you know, Caviezel and these guys. But anyway, I'm going to have like family, like total family, like no smut at all movies. And we're going to have little pop-up shops. And God is just putting ideas in my head. Like it's really unbelievable. So anyway, I just want to let you all know that. So like I'm praying about it and the Lord is going to bless it. I just know it. It may not be me in the end. I don't know. But it might be us, like a co-op type thing. So no government in there at all. Zippo, zero, zilch, nada,
amen.
Never.
Amen.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
That entrepreneurial spirit is that's the Holy Spirit in my mind. It gives us ideas and motivations and prods us on to do things that others aren't getting to do. So Mary Beth, go for it. I don't even know what it would be like to open a theater. Glenn would maybe know better about you know, how you be able to show the films, all the music, all that stuff, right? It's because that's all an industry unto itself. Huh?
Yeah, God's kind of put me in that world. So, Mary Beth, when that time comes, just get your coach, Dave, and he can get you over to me. I'm very good friends with Benjamin Graham, Billy Graham's nephew. He's a filmmaker, Graham Family Studios. The producer and director of my film and my music video has Storyteller Film Company in Woodstock, Georgia, and he's a kingdom man. And he is building
I love how God has worked in the last, literally like the last week. It's so over the top exciting that, you know, and the enemy's going to want to bring me down into that valley. And, you know, but that's okay because, you know, it's okay. God is stronger. So,
amen. Amen. Okay, thanks, Mary Beth. You know, one of the things you guys, you know, the mantra that song I sing, right? It's the church, it's the church, it's the church. And it was a common theme to people that I spoke with this weekend, getting a couple hundred, 300, maybe, I don't know how many around. We all recognize the failings of the church, but nobody really knows what the heck there is to do about it. If you look at the devil's team, I mean, we could start rattling off different branches of the devil's army, could we not? I mean, we could just rattle them down and ask ourselves this. Are there any of these teams that the church is in control of? We're not even in control of Christianity anymore. 44,000 different denominations arguing over what's right and what's wrong. And I believe that we're at a real breaking point in that there are a lot of people who are sick of it. And a lot of people are looking for a place to be able to plug in. And they know that it's not in their local church. They go there, they talk to the preacher, they beg him to do something, and he doesn't get involved. So I want to just encourage you out there, whatever it is that the Lord's put upon your heart, you got to do it. Glenn, I mean, you're an example. You come out of jail. Uh-huh. Think about that, right? Come out of jail, you don't have anything. You get to run over in a corner later and suck on your thumb and say, woe is me, poor me, how did I ever get in this situation? But you took it as another jumping off point and moving forward with what's going on.
Well, the word says that we are in this world, not of the world. And I bring it down to Bubba terms that I can understand.
Right.
It's not about what happens to you in this world. It's about what you do with what happens to you that defines your character and puts you on the path to where God wants you to be. So you got a choice. I mean, we're going to have crap happen. It's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you a huge percentage. I don't know what that number is. Is it 80? Is it 90? I think it's probably 96-97% of the people that go through crap end up just sitting there and sucking their thumb, like you said, woe is me. We're a society of victims. Don't be a victim. If you got to heal for a minute, okay, sit down and heal. Lay down and heal. Cry. I don't care. But make it your prime target to get up and get back in this fight. Because while your heart is beating, he's still got a calling on you to be part of this battle.
Not only that, Glenn, I think we have 10 and a half grandbabies, right? And I tell people over and over that they're going to live in the world that we leave them. Uh-huh. And are you your brother's keeper? Do you have an obligation to the children of your neighbor? Even if they're not awake, do you have an obligation to try to create a better land and a more Christ-like, where Christian values are promoted? Do we have an obligation to do that? Go into all the world and teach them to observe all of the commanded
you? 100%. I mean, Christ himself told us that we need to pick our brothers up. He sent us out two by two. He didn't send us out one by one. That's sent us out two by two so we can lift each other up. Because it's going to happen. You're going to get kicked, especially if you're in the battle. Amen. The devil don't like it. I mean, I'm sure you got some stories that we need to talk about. The devil don't like it. But who cares? Devil can kiss my Rosie.
Amen, baby. What a time to be alive, folks. There's a lot of unbelievable stuff going on behind the scenes. Who knows in the political realm who's a good guy, who's a bad guy? A lot of times that stuff's all hard to figure out. I'm going to tell you this. Have no fear. Finish this fight. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God bless you, man. We'll see you tomorrow from Hebron, Ohio.